biscuit of the week.
This week's biscuit of the week is the digestive. They were the first major biscuit ever produced by McVitie's, and the first ever digestive was created by Alexander Grant, an employee of McVitie's, in 1839. The name digestive is derived from its high content of baking soda, which aids digestion. Chocolate digestives were created in 1925. Over 71 million packets of McVitie's chocolate digestives are eaten in the UK each year. That's 52 biscuits per second. Bill Bryson, the American travel writer, described the chocolate digestive as a British masterpiece. It is at this point that I should probably tell you that there are other manufacturers of chocolate digestives and plain digestives available. So these biscuits are clearly a favourite, but how do they get on being dunked?
The Dunkability Challenge.
This is where a biscuit is suspended in a hot mug of tea for a full 30 seconds, then removed and given a score out of 10. The biscuit with the highest dunkability rating will be crowned the winner and given the title of Biscuit of Burst 2011. We are back in the dunking arena and it's time for the digestive to face this week's dunking challenge. If my lovely assistant could open the packet for me once again. Fresh biscuits as always. Don't want any staleness to affect the results. Nice and scientific. We don't do anything by halves here at Burst. Please dunk the biscuit in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There's a certain kind of calmness to dunking biscuits. I'm finding this very soothing. 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Remove the biscuit. Oh! Half the biscuit has fallen in the cup. The biscuits are not standing up very well to this dunking challenge. The digestive gets a 3 out of 10 on the dunking challenge. A measly 3. I thought the digestive would do better than that. Disappointed. Make sure you come back in 7 days' time to find out how the next biscuit gets on in Biscuit of the Week.